Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Part of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? All the streets be keeping real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Mad Dads in the house, Mad Dads National Blog Talk Radio. How y'all doing? Check us out. Give us a call. The caller number is 347-215-9262. Let me recall it again. 347-215-9262. Mad Dads National, all across the country. Pittsburgh, New York, Florida, Iowa, Nebraska. Mad Dads, Men Against Destruction, defending against drugs and social disorder. That's what I'm talking about. I got my producer in the house. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
Introduce yourself to everybody.
My name's Erica. Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Erica in the house. How y'all doing? We're talking about social media and the impact it has on family relationships. And, you know, social media it's got a lot of positive things to it.
It does. It has a lot of positive things to it.
But it's got some negatives.
I think it's got a little more negative than it does positive.
Okay, so let's start off with the positive things that we got going on with social media. Number one, is Sarita around?
Yes, I am.
Sarita's on it. That's the one positive thing about social media. No. Number one, it strengthens relationship ties through sharing information, pictures, certain restaurants in town, selling delicious food, sharing a candidly photo, family photo, and commenting on a picture itself. Two, parents and children separated by migration can continue to care for one another through new media such as Skype, social networking sites, before which migrate families could only communicate through occasional letters and expensive phone calls. Now,
that's the positive.
No,
it's on the other side.
Okay, and there's another positive on the side.
We got one more.
Parents and children will have a common topic to talk about and a comedic video going viral on the Internet, and both parent and children can see the video. That's the positive side. Now, the negative side. Negative side is, number one, Sarita, you still here? Number one, Sarita complains a lot. I'd say Sarita complains a lot on the Internet. Why do people complain so much on the Internet, Sarita?
I do not complain a lot on the Internet. I just vent.
Oh, okay, there's a difference. Okay, Sarita vents a lot. In other words, she don't care what you got to say. She's going to say what she want to say, and she puts it out there. And if she don't like what you say, she'll delete you.
The thing about Sarita is that, yes, she will delete you, by the way. I just got her back as a friend.
Whoa.
Okay, I just lost my train of thought. I don't know.
But that's all right. Well, here's a negative. Young adults who have a strong Facebook presence show more signs of other psychological disorders, including antisocial behavior, Sarita. This may lead to them not wanting to interact with their parents or share about their day in school. Oh, over time, a misunderstanding might occur if one party does not explain his or herself clearly. So that means that young adults have a hard time at home, so they express things on the social media.
Yep.
Young man called me and said on Facebook, he inboxed me and said, I don't feel like living. So I said, give me your number. And we talked, and he was telling me why he didn't feel like living. He just felt like nobody cared. Nobody, you know. Now, what if I had not answered that inbox? And maybe I waited 2-3 days to get to him.
Mm-hmm.
That would have had an effect on him.
That could have been something very tragic. And, you know, I think a lot of our young teenagers use social media as like a way of approval. A lot of teenagers and even college students they, you know, participate in what they call friend collecting. So they can get as many friends as they possibly can on their social media websites, whether they know them or not, just to make them feel like they've got all these friends. And when some teenagers and, you know, young adults post stuff, they expect to hear and see comments and likes and all that stuff. And if they don't get that, they feel like whatever they said, whatever they posted, wasn't good enough. So now on to the next bigger, better thing, trying to get more attention. And I think that if they don't get those likes, if they don't get those comments, they feed off of that. And then they start feeling like nobody cares about them.
Well, that's interesting. So what would you do in a situation like that? Somebody's calling in and they feel like they want to give up on life. What would you do in that situation?
I would just start talking to them. I would ask them, you know, what's going on with them as to why they feel like, you know, they don't like their life anymore, why, what's going on in school, you know, do you have friends, do you have people you can talk to? You know, I would become a friend, basically.
You got young people, Sarita, in your family. How does social media play a negative role to you and your kids and your family?
A negative role? Well, yeah. It plays a negative role for me because I don't like to see people in my family, especially young members of my family, putting personal business on Facebook. I notice I have people that, you know, like, it's like they want people to feel sorry for them. You know, so when they're going through stuff, it's like, I'm crying, I'm going through this. That's negative. Like, if you're going through something, call somebody. I see a lot of reaching out for help, like they need attention. You know, and sometimes I actually, and when you give them the attention and you comment on how you feel, that upsets them sometimes.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. So okay. I've gotten kicked off plenty of pages myself.
So you've gotten kicked off people's pages for saying, speaking on your mind.
I mean, they put it out there, and then I speak my mind, so why put it out there if you don't want people to speak their mind? You put all your business out there, and I only really do that to family members. Just so they can see that it's not good to put your personal business out there like that.
And then they take you off the page.
Yeah, they take me out of here.
That is sad. That is sad. Okay. Daily overuse of media and technology has a negative effect on the health of all children, preteens and teenagers, by making them more prone to anxiety, depression, and other psychological disorders. A teenager with anxiety and depression issues, amongst many others, will tend to react to certain minor issues quite drastically, and if he or she quarrels with their parents over a small matter, the illness could worsen and so Facebook can be distracting and can negatively impact learning. Studies found that American middle school, high school, and college students who checked Facebook at least once during a 15-minute study period achieved lower grades. Now listen to that. So the kids that check Facebook they seem to have lower grades. Can you believe that?
I believe it, and I thank God I did not have Facebook when I was in high school because I would have been a mess. I was a mess without social media in high school, so with it, I would have been even worse off.
Okay.
So I really, you know, since this stuff has taken off, I've really, you know, watched my kids, and I know, you know, my oldest one is just in kindergarten now, and she's already got anxiety issues. And she's not even on social media yet. So heaven forbid she gets on Facebook when she hits 15 or something.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, the impact, we're talking about social media impact. Mad Dad's live calling. We look like we got a caller on the line and wants to say a few things about the social media and the impact that it has on family relations. Go ahead, caller, 5737.
Hey, VJ, how you doing, man? This is Lonzo with Minneapolis Mad Dad's. You know, I understand that when you're trying to better yourself, you're trying to do things. People focus onto what other people say and what other people think about, and that's what social media does. It not only has the kids and people thinking that, you know, this is the way you're supposed to dress, this is the way you're supposed to act, You know, this I've seen people get shot and killed because of Facebook. Honestly, and this is just my own personal feeling about it, I feel like Facebook and computers, you know, are demonic. I do honestly believe that. I've watched my brother, who I love, go through a lot of relationships because of Facebook. He go on, he got these girls flirting with him on Facebook and sending them the wrong type of pictures on Facebook and all that type of stuff. And social media has caused him to defocus on what he's supposed to be doing for himself and then turn around and mess up his relationship with his significant other, who one minute he care about and then the next minute he don't, because he believes that these other women want him or like him, and they might, but, you know, if they spend all their time on Facebook, then when are they actually doing something with themselves? You know, I see him sit on the front of the computer and don't move for hours. I go upstairs, I get up, I come back downstairs, he on Facebook. I watch my kids, you know, do this stuff with Facebook. You know, social media has really destroyed a lot of not only just the children, but some of the adults. You know, I know people say they sit up to 2-3 o'clock in the morning Facebooking and on the computer, you know, trying to become or talk and be somebody that they ain't. Now, I understand people tell me all the time, do a lot with social media. You can really get yourself out there if you're doing something positive in the community. I get that part. You know, but most of the time it's always a problem is because somebody said something about them on Facebook, you know? So I just think that people should start picking up the phone and having a conversation with one another and learning how to get together in a meeting and come and sit down and have a conversation with one another instead of always putting stuff on Facebook. People, you know, they hide behind that computer, you know? We even got we got pedophiles and stuff that love the fact that we got social media out there. They could become anybody they want to become so they can manipulate some of these kids and get them into situations where they can abuse them physically and emotionally and sexually.
Adults too.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you don't use social media at all?
At all. I don't have Facebook. I don't Facebook. I don't tweet. I don't glide. I don't slide. I don't do none of that. You want to talk to me, you call me up on the phone, and we'll sit down and we can have coffee and we can talk and we can converse like that. All that other stuff, I don't think what it does. And then you got some of these crazy people out here that just mean. They be putting these viruses on these people's computers where they have all their stuff go back up on these computers and on their phones. Well, if you click yes to anything to somebody sending you, that your phone got to go in, it's going to cost you $150 to get your phone fixed, $250 to get your computer fixed. I mean, you know, social media is more of a threat than it is a help.
Well, now, but you text and you play video games, though, right?
You know me. Yes, I do play video games. But none of my video games, I don't take any. I don't apps. No, the only apps I have are two games. I only play two games. Now, I am truly addicted. I am.
Can I say something quick, Alonzo, about your game?
Yes.
Your games, you could get more lives if you were attached to Facebook. Your friends would send you lives.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But I don't really got too many friends. I don't really got too many friends, and I know if I do get Facebook, then I'll really be addicted to it. So by me being able to lose all my lives, that gives me some time to actually put my phone down and do something different with my time. So that's why I don't get involved with Facebook. See, that stuff, that's why people stay on Facebook all day, every day. You know, you got people who want to play this game, that game. Then they got to talk to all their friends from school way back when. And then by the time they look up, they cook dinner for their kids. Their husband ain't happy. Their girlfriend ain't happy. And then you got these people out here. I mean, some really mentally dysfunctional people. Because we got some women and some men that sent some pictures on Facebook that really cause problems in other relationships. You know, and as women, I hope that y'all understand that there's other women out there that want to see to it that you're just as unhappy as they is, and that's why they send that stuff to other men, and they see them, they friend them, and 1 minute it's nice, and next thing you know, you got this naked girl, and you got this person flirting with you, because it's easy to talk sexually and flirtatious when you're behind a computer. When you're looking at a picture, that's a girl who's really nice and cute, but it's a man on the other line saying all these things. Or there's some situations like that. I mean, I've sat in and have a conversation with guys who's in jail because they attacked some men because the men were sending them pictures of women saying that it was them, and they was having sexual conversations on the phone. And then when they finally got a chance to meet up with them, they found out in the long run that there was a man dressed up like a woman. And then
wow.
You got the women out
well,
there.
Well, listen, Lonzo, you're speaking live on Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. We're glad you called in. We got another caller. We're going to come back to you, my brother. Thank you very much. You just hold on. Hang tight. That was Lonzo from Mad Dads out on the street speaking live. We're going right to our new line, 2143. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And I see that you have some things to say about social media. What do you think about what Lonzo had to say, and what do you have to say?
Well, I think what Lonzo had to say make a lot of sense. I mean, you know, but not only children, it's adults that get caught up on that, you know, talking to people that they don't know, and they don't know who it is, and they get all caught up on the person and want to go visit the person and mess around and get themselves killed. So it's not just kids. And I think that kids shouldn't even be on Facebook or social media. I think that kids should be a certain age. You know, I know parents that don't let their kids get on social media like 10, 11, 12, I think that's way too young to be on that.
Hey, I agree with that. Now, it says that the parents need to learn more about social media. Your daughter is not old enough to, does she have a Facebook yet?
Of course not, and she won't have one until she's in high school or about to graduate high school. She has, you know,
Wait a minute. You're not going to let your daughter have a Facebook until she's in high school?
Yeah. What is the point of having it before high school? First off, when you're in grammar school, what is the point of you having social media? Half the time when my daughter come home, she have time for homework, eating, bathing, and it's almost time for bed. She don't have time to sit on social media and talk to her friends. You talk to your friends at school at recess.
So what do you say to parents that have kids, you know, they're in middle school and they're on Facebook?
I don't think it's right. I mean, I preach this to people in my family because I don't even allow my daughter to play games during the weekday. I think Monday through Friday is the day when kids should be in their books studying or going to the library or keeping their minds focused. Now, okay, we get to the weekend, then you could play a game here or there, but to just be, you know, where you could just get on it and be on it all day when you want to because you're focused. It knocks off your focus. And I noticed that even when I was letting my daughter watch a little TV, it was knocking off her focus. So I know what social media would do.
Okay, they're saying here, learn more about social media to the children. If your parents are not social media savvy, teach them to be. To the parents, if your children are digitally naive, while you are digital migrants, you could learn more by asking your child about it or by taking a class. Except in extreme circumstances, try to find a way to allow your child to participate in social media. If they say they'll be left out socially if you restrict them their access altogether, they're probably right. Join your child's social networks and friend them. While it may increase parent-child conflict, you need to know the substance of what your child is saying and doing on these sites. Do you agree with that?
I agree with when they have it, you friending them and knowing what they're doing. Yes, I agree with that. But I don't agree with that they're missing something if they're not on it. No, I don't agree with that.
So let's say you're on a vacation, you're going to the movies or, you know, and your child is watching you. You know, I see families out in restaurants and in events and doing special stuff together. And the parents are on the internet, are they on Facebook, are they on Twitter? What do you think about that as a parent?
As a parent, I think if you're supposed to be doing something with your child, of course you're supposed to be doing something with your child, not sitting on Facebook. Now, me as a parent, I may post on my way, like, I'm going to such and such a place with the children, but I'm not going to be playing on it all while I'm there, and I'm supposed to be interacting with the kids. That makes no sense, because then you're really not doing nothing with the kids.
Yeah, because I see you out with the kids and stuff, and you're always posting selfies, you know, like, you're always doing your own selfies. You don't even put the kids on there, and I wonder why you do that.
Everywhere we go, every little field trip I take with my little cupcake, I take pictures of them and post them. But I do not while we're having fun.
You know you're the master of selfies. And
yes,
we appreciate.
I'm getting to your level, Sarita. I'm working on it.
Are you working on it, Erica? You'll be there in a minute.
I'll get on your level in about a month or so.
So we're talking about talking to your child, showing modeling good behavior when you're out in the social arena with your child, discussing the content that you view on. I noticed something about, it's not Facebook, it's not Twitter. What's the other thing that I'm on?
Instagram.
Instagram. I noticed Instagram doesn't have, they throw anything on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
And I mean Twitter too, though. If you really... If you dig into Twitter, you'll see all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean...
Those little, what do they call them? The little short websites, the little bit.lys or whatever that you click on to see the pictures or the article of whatever. Yeah, you can get into anything on there. And really, there is no filter. There is no filter on there. So if your child... I've got, you know, my kids' older brothers. They're all on Instagram. And there's really inappropriate stuff on there that I'm like, wow, there's no way to filter that and keep them from seeing that. If their friends post it or if somebody that they're following posts it, there's no way to stop that. And unfortunately, behind a computer, a lot of people lose their inhibitions. They feel like they're all of a sudden Superman. They'll talk all the drama they want. They'll talk stuff to you. They'll post pictures that are just raunchy and crazy, and they would never do that in your face because they've got tact face to face.
And once something gets on the internet, it stays on there forever because people post, take it, and take it around, and it gets around, so it just stays on there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important for you to know if you put something on Facebook, somebody else takes it off, you can't get that back. You can't take that back. You post a picture of your private part on there trying to surprise your boyfriend. Somebody else gets that off, and it's on there. It's on there. So I asked Sarita not to do that anymore. And so I think, you know, it's important. It's important for us to watch what we do on Facebook. What are you laughing for, Sarita?
You know, and the thing is a lot of people, they update everything. And I've been guilty of it, too, on days that I've been bored. Okay, now it's time to eat. And But if you think about it, if you post every single thing that you're doing all day, every day, okay, I'm here, now I'm there, now I'm there. Okay, you could have people stalking you, for one. And for two, how would that look if in real life everybody's just running around shouting, this is how I feel. This is, you know, what I'm doing right now. I'm about to go eat some oatmeal.
That's right.
I mean, everybody's running around, and it's a discombobulated mess.
Well, I find myself looking at social media, and I find myself connecting, you know, late at night. I'm always checking and stuff and looking at it. But I notice also that there's a lot of hurting people out there in the world, and they need help. We're going to go back to Well, Sarita, we're going to come back to you. We're going to go right back to Lonzo. Lonzo, you got any closing comments before we go?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, social media has honestly made the relationship between a parent and a parent and a kid a little lazy. They get a chance, opportunity not to get involved in their kid's life. If you want to watch and see what your kid is doing, that means you have to interact with them on a regular basis. And by trying to talk to them on Facebook and let them run the street and do the things they do, it's allowing kids to get out there and meet the wrong type of people. And then, so if they get involved in their kid's life, hang out with your kids. You hanging out with your kids, you ain't got to be worry about friending them or trying to talk to them on Facebook. You actually sit down and have a conversation with them, you know. And what I do with my kids is I sit down, I have a conversation with them. I talk to them on the telephone. I don't talk to them via computer. or text them. I really don't like to text that much, you know, but I do get involved in their life and like to talk to them. Like when I want to talk to my kids, both my sons are on Facebook. I don't Facebook them. I call them up on the phone and have a conversation with them. You know, so just for anybody listening, if you got kids, sit down and kick it with your kids. You know, there's a lot of people out here that's attacking these kids and telling these kids a lot of different lies, and then that's how they get to them because they friend them on Facebook, and then they tell them all these type of lies and have them in situations that get them in more and more trouble. If you're hanging out with your kids on a regular basis, you'll always know what they're doing. It's just making people lazy,
that's
making
right.
people not take the time out with their kids like they're supposed to.
You're listening to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio with Alonzo. Thank you, Alonzo, very much for your conversation. We're going to go, before we go back to Sarita and get her last comments, we're going to remind you that sometimes you forget your inhibition and it motivates you to say and do things that you normally wouldn't say and do in real life. So be careful about what you say. And the world of social media has an important role in our society and personal relationships. It has the power to bring conflict and conceit or an opportunity to connect and collaborate. So why don't we do that? Sarita, your last words before we go.
Well, my last words was just basically going from what Erica said as far as telling people what you're doing on Facebook. I did that once before. Actually, it was MySpace. I said where I was going to be at, and lo and behold, it was a stalking man that was on my MySpace, and I saw him where I was, and he kept watching me. So people need to really be careful with that. I've never done that since that day, but people should be very careful about telling people where you're going to be at the time that you're going to be there.
That's right, Sarita. And we just let everybody know she's right here at the Mad Dad's office. If you want to stalk her, come on by. We're off of Lake Street, 4th Avenue. We're protecting her. She's hungry all the time. Bring some food if you want to feed her. Erica, you got anything?
Feed me, too.
Yeah, feed Erica. Oh, man, you'll need a lot of food for her. Any last words you want to say?
I could sign off by the same way as all the news stations do. Add me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Add me on Instagram. Circle me on Google+, and all that extra crap. And that drives me nuts. Don't do any of that. Don't find me, please. I'm good. But watch what you do, and watch what your kids do, because social media is, you know, I love it, but it can be very dangerous.
We're gonna take our last few minutes. We've got 2 minutes and 32 seconds, and we're going to listen to the song by Lucretia Lachey.
Lyric Lachey.
Keeps us falling. Door number one, innocent boy walking to the store, getting a snack, walking back profile. Minutes later, little boy gets whacked, damn, so bad. Now the man who committed the murder walks around free.
That was Out of Control, a song that's all about stopping the violence, stopping the killing, stopping the mass murders in our community. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio, national Blog Talk Radio all over the country. Once again, I want to thank the Street Outreach team and our internal office for calling in and folks calling in and checking in with us. We appreciate that, man. We love you so much. So glad. I want to thank our producer for coming up with topics for us to talk about. Thank you very much.
Oh, and come to our event on Saturday. We're giving away 300 smoke detectors.
We're giving away 300 smoke detectors on Saturday, 11 from 3. We'll see you then. God bless you.